Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the Criminal Justice Forum. I'm your host, Michael Lewis. This program focuses in on criminal justice-related issues. More specifically, for the next several weeks anyway, we are welcoming Tiffin University undergraduate students who are truly among the best students in colleges and universities anywhere. For this show, students were assigned to conduct an in-depth interview with a criminal justice professional, more specifically, somebody from the investigative area, then compose a report, discuss it on the show, and then we'll have continued discussions while in class. Our Blog Talk Radio show will be a weekly broadcast streaming live worldwide. Again, I'm Michael Lewis, a full-time educator and administrator at Tiffin University, where I have been for just over 11 years. I'm also a retired police officer with extensive background in the investigative arena. I sit on several academic boards and have several research agendas and projects in process. So the premise of this show really provides a wonderful platform for collegial discussions in criminal justice-related issues. At Tiffin University, we're very passionate about the criminal justice system, research, collegiality, and most importantly, helping our students to be successful. I have decided to incorporate my passion of the justice system through weekly shows on Blog Talk Radio called the Criminal Justice Forum. So if you're listening and you found us, I appreciate that. Our forum is also open to call-ins and online chats for those interested in getting their voice heard about criminal justice topics. We will take calls and chats during the last few minutes of the broadcast. So please feel free if you want to call in or have any questions or comments for either me or my guest. Our call-in number is 424-220-1870. Again, that's 424-221-870. We are very active in the criminal justice system, and we do care and are committed to our students and listeners, so I encourage as much interaction as possible. At the beginning of each show, I will typically do some brief introductions and report on some news, and then really get right into the question and answer type of interview with my scheduled guests. The main purpose of our broadcast is to give the listening audience an informative 15-minute show that's, again, dedicated to the criminal justice system. I will interview practitioners and students alike every Tuesday starting around 6:30 p.m. So at the Criminal Justice Forum, we understand that networking and information sharing is really the catalyst that helps promote sustained success within our criminal justice system. So I really hope that everyone can listen to our broadcast once a week. I really think it's worth your time. Our first guest this evening is Luke Niederlehelm. And let me see if Luke is online here. Give me one second. Okay, Luke, are you on the air? Let's see here.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, Luke, how are you?
Yes. Good. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing good. Thanks so much for joining us on this inaugural broadcast here. We have an action-packed broadcast tonight, so we'll get started. If you could tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and kind of your background.
Yeah, well, no problem. First, thanks for letting me do this. It's definitely a great learning experience to speak to professionals on a firsthand basis on what they've done in the field. But as far as about me, again, my name is Luke Niederhelman, and I'm originally from Hamilton, Ohio, which is just about 20 minutes north of Cincinnati. And I'm majoring in criminalistics with a minor in government. This past summer, I actually spent an internship for the Special Investigations Unit with the Cincinnati Financial Corporation. And it was really just more of an eye-opening thing to learn about different types of crimes as opposed to just criminal. So all the things you can learn. This field has endless opportunities, and I'm more than excited to graduate and jump into the field.
Fantastic. Now you're a senior as well then, right?
No, I am actually a junior.
A junior? Oh, okay, good. So it's nice to have the internship under your belt as a junior. And then do you have any plans on doing another internship possibly next summer?
Yes.
Or kind of?
I actually recently, I had just submitted my application for the Washington Center, which will be in Washington, D.C. the upcoming spring semester. So I've not finalized on an internship site yet, but I've submitted my application and hoping to get a good place internship site while I'm there.
Great. And not only Tiffin University, but a lot of other, you know, four-year institutions have the Washington Center as an option for the internship. And I have to say, working and have visited the intern Washington Center many times, that is really, I think, the feather in the cap for students to go on and to gain some invaluable, really boots on the ground type of experience. And then more importantly, it's just, like I said at the beginning of the show, it's kind of about networking and the information and the people that you'll meet during whichever internship that you are able to, you know, to secure will be really something that can help you, you know, obviously to find a job or to network with other people that can help you in the career. So the Washington Center is just a fantastic opportunity. So I certainly applaud your efforts. And again, looking at your internship, I know we talked a little bit about this, you know, in class, you know, fraud and financial crimes, sometimes we don't think are, you know, we talk about major crimes, we think about, you know, CSI and that kind of thing, but really fraud and financial crimes are you know, at the forefront of everything that happens in the criminal justice system on a daily basis. Sometimes it goes unnoticed. You know, there's a lot of different things from theft to larceny that occur, you know, from identity theft, which I'm sure you can talk about. But, you know, anytime that, you know, there's something like that involved, it could be from a credit card or embezzlement, money laundering, forgery, you know, it has a huge impact as well on our economy as well. So I'm glad you had the opportunity for that internship with the you know, financial crimes unit. And then again, that can kind of open up a lot of doors for you as well. So if you can kind of just tell us a little bit who you did for your interview research, who did you contact and how did that conversation go?
Yeah, so as I said, with my internship over the summer, we actually kept in touch with local law enforcement officials. Depending on the type of crime, they may have not been as criminal investigations, but we would have to send some of the process video that we may already have and things like that. So I actually contacted the Butler County Sheriff's Office, which is right where my internship site was located, and I spoke to Major Michael Kraft. I saw him over the summer, so I had his number and thought it'd be the best to call him, see if he could just have an easy, quick conversation about employment opportunities, different cases. He's actually been with the Butler County Sheriff's Office for nearly 30 years, so he's seen several programs develop and grow under his supervision, and it's just kind of tremendous seeing how our legal system is able to redistribute our resources to cancel or potentially eliminate some crimes that are just not that well known anymore. So he's definitely a good person to speak out to.
Great.
He has worked his way up actually in the Butler County Sheriff's Office. I guess everybody has to start out somewhere.
Right.
He's at the patrol unit, and then he gradually worked his way up from a detective to a sergeant and then a lieutenant. So his experiences has been tremendous and a great impact on the Butler County Department. Whether it was specific cases he works or just community involvement, you always knew that he was there and you could trust that the case was going to be solved at some point.
Fantastic. What type of professional education did he receive to become, you know, in this role as an investigator?
So he actually only has his high school diploma. He graduated in 1980, and then he went to the Basic Peace Officer Training Academy in 1985.
Oh, okay. And then how about as far as any other type of, financial crimes type of schools or any other advanced training?
He actually specializes in more of the drug unit. He helps with the DARE program, the Drug Abuse Resistance Education Program, and then he's also a part of the Gang Resistance Education and Training.
Okay.
So he used to do a lot of undercover inspections or operations to collect evidence, and that's what he was actually leads to his most prominent case within Hamilton, Ohio. But I'll talk about that later. So he more specializes in gangs opposed to financial crimes.
Okay, great. And then how about the gang issue there? How does he handle that?
So he has a different approach to each one because there are different, attacks or operations that these gangs operate by. So he always made sure that everybody was on the same page and nobody in the unit was blindsided in any way. He was actually Employee of the Year when he created or was involved in this drug and gang resistance program. But there was more of his job was to make sure everything was handled properly and according to law, opposed to going into these operations and then having everything fall apart and all their work go to waste.
Good. Okay, very good. And what's his average caseload? What's a daily, how does the cases look for him on a daily basis?
So as he's worked his way up in the rankings, he said originally he started off with about 35 to 45 cases a month just related to drugs as there has been an increase in heroin or whatever it may be over the past couple of years. So those have gradually been increasing. But as he's gotten higher in ranks, he acts more as a supervisor for certain cases. So his caseload has reduced over the past couple of years, but that's because he's concentrating a lot more on those specific assignments.
Okay. Okay, good. Then how many other officers and detectives does he work with?
I believe he works with about 12 other detectives in his unit.
Oh, okay, great. Do you have anything else you want to add? We're down to about over a minute here left, so I just kind of wanted to get a good input, a good insight of some of the things that you talked with him about. So we have just a little bit of time here.
Yeah, I know he had told me one of his most interesting cases was related to a drug bust, and he was just astonished on how some of these actions of gangs were happening right in front of the average citizen and no one could recognize it. So it was more of an education or eye-opening opportunity to, if you can educate the community, how much more things can be brought to attention and then hopefully prevent things from happening.
Good. And law enforcement certainly is a reflection of the community, and the communication and collaborative efforts continue to be our best defense for safeguarding against crime and drug problems in our communities. So that really does mean a lot. So I hope you gained something certainly from your interview, and I do appreciate your call in today. It was a quick 15 minutes, but I do really appreciate and wanted to thank you for all of your input and knowledge and the time you spent this evening. I appreciate the listener base here tonight as well. I do appreciate everything. And do you have anything that you'd like to say here at the last few seconds, Luke?
Not really. I just thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity and reach out to those officials who are in my local area and receive any knowledge or advice on how to approach earning a position in the future and any other things as I finish my time at Tiffin University.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
And that's the end of the episode, but that was a quick 15 minutes, but very well read. I greatly appreciate that, and we'll see you in class tomorrow.
All right.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.